This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Menigan in for Baskin today. I'm Jeff Phelps. Guardians in Oakland getting going tomorrow night. Well, Thursday night. I'm ready to go. So much so. Hody said day off tomorrow. I'm pumped. I'm ready for him to go. And I'm not sure why. It's the start of a season. I love it. I don't know if there's reason for the optimism that I feel. I guess I'm just really, really ready to get baseball going.
I think it's just because it's baseball and it's nice to have it back in spring. Hope springs eternal, you know?
Yeah, let's go with that, shall we?
I like that.
Well, let's do it. Time to get some real insight into what's going on in Major League Baseball as we start yet another season. She covers Major League Baseball for the Washington Post. Great to have Chelsea Janes back with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Chelsea, thank you for your time today. We appreciate it.
All right, Chelsea.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Before we get into anything with the Guardians or anything competitive, could a scandal with Shohei Ohtani be anything but the worst possible thing that could happen to Major League Baseball right now?
You know, I guess there's a few ways to look at that. I think from the any PR is good PR perspective, this is something Major League Baseball has never seen on a scale I certainly have never experienced while covering it. So people are paying attention. But I think by and large, if Shohei Ohtani ends up being marred any further by this, if details come out that look bad for him or make him look worse, that is a huge problem, because I don't think any player has ever been as important financially to his league and his team and sort of the global growth of the sport than he has. And I think that's why you're seeing everyone sort of rally to his defense.
What did you think of his comments yesterday and his statement?
You know, the one thing that we have learned from Shohei Ohtani is not to expect anything publicly. So for me, that was more than I expected him to say. And frankly, I think lended a lot of credibility to his story, because, you know, whatever you think of what Ohtani know or didn't know, or how stupid you'd have to be to see $5 million go from your account and not notice, you know, his lawyers are not going to let him go out there and subject himself, open himself up to defamation or things like that. Like, no one, you know, he has set a standard of not saying much. So to open up in this world, I think was noticeable, and I think kind of helpful, because he made a clear story about, you know, what he knew and when he knew it, which was nothing, as he says. And I think that it's hard to believe that his people would let him do that if he wasn't telling the truth. Maybe that's what they want you to think, but I think having him say more than he usually says was really powerful, and I think his delivery was kind of firm, and it just felt like he was opening up more than he's opened up, and certainly it wasn't, you know, a massive revelation on his part about his thoughts and feelings and everything, but more than usual in that case, I think was really important.
Chelsea Janes joining us from the Washington Post. With that, if we can take the little scandal, and I'll call it little at this point, out of the picture for a second, how stunning is it, his move to the Dodgers, the money involved, and as you said, the international impact that his presence in the game has today?
He's one of a kind. You know, I was talking to Stan Kasten, who's the Dodgers CEO, on the field in Seoul when they opened their season last week. And I asked him, I was like, do you think, you know, we've gone all these years with the Yankees hat being sort of universal. You see it in photos all over the world from people you're pretty sure don't even really know who the Yankees are. And I asked him if he thinks that's the Dodgers now. And he said, certainly in Japan. And, you know, I think he's right. Like, the Dodger brand, because of Shohei Ohtani, has become, you know, the cool brand, the hip team where, you know, that's who you root for if you don't know anything about baseball, because they're famous and they're glitzy and Ohtani's on that team. And I think financially, and I think in terms of bringing eyes to the sport, it's stunning. It's sort of a perfect match for baseball in terms of bringing in money and attention. And it'll be a lot of fun to watch, and fun to watch him in the postseason, which I think is an important part of that move for him too.
You said you were in Seoul, South Korea. How do you think the series went, and how was it received?
It went great, I think. You know, it meant a lot to the people in South Korea, and that was obvious. And Major League Baseball made sure that people there were the first to get tickets. You had to have a Korean phone number to apply and stuff like that. So, and I think having Ha-Seong Kim there was great. I think it was the perfect two teams for baseball. And, you know, I don't think it was the worst thing for the Ohtani thing to break sort of a world away. You know, it gave them a few days to kind of figure things out, but it was a real once-in-a-lifetime experience, and it's hard to put into words the Ohtani mania that exists, you know, in Korea, of course, but just anywhere near Japan. It's just a different level.
We're looking for mania here in Cleveland, Chelsea. I don't think we have mania here in Cleveland. Instead, we have a new manager and a philosophy that seemed to work with the other manager. You're not jumping in feet first and signing guys and everything else. Steven Vogt taking over for Terry Francona. Does anything about what's going on here in Cleveland kind of tickle your fancy for the start of this season?
You know, it's not the most exciting group, as you know. I think it is the kind of team that we've looked at for years, and I'm not sure that this is even the strongest group within that few-year cycle, where you kind of look at them and you say, you know what, they'll probably do more than I expect them to based on the names in the roster. You sort of expect the pitching to be good regardless of who's involved. And certainly with Bieber and McKenzie, there are some familiar names there and Class at the end and everything. But it's just a group you sort of expect to be in it, not be blown out of the AL Central, to benefit from that division. And then maybe if they can make things click, you know, figure out how to make a run after the deadline. But yeah, it's not a group that I think, and maybe you feel differently, has improved this offseason. And I'm sort of curious to see whether that is the case and whether they can continue to just develop their way into contention every year.
I agree with you completely. I look at it and I think improvement. I don't see it. I don't know that I see regression, but I just keep wondering where are they going to score some runs? Are you going to finally find some outfielders who can hit? And my fingers are crossed, Chelsea, that the rotation holds up, because I think there are question marks in it.
Yeah, and for more reasons than one, right? Like, you want Shane Bieber to be healthy so that if you need to trade him, you could trade him and get something for him if the year is not going well. There's just all these reasons to kind of hope that they stay healthy. But I don't know. They always seem to find a way, and we know they're kind of pesky in the way they, you know, manufacture runs, and that all seems to still be there. I think, you know, with the TV money, that is a believable reason not to spend, but it certainly feels like there were affordable upgrades available and potentially still are. You know, when Adam Duvall is signing for, I think, was it $2-4 million, you know, guys like that could help, I think, and seem to be out of the range. So I don't, it's kind of tough to figure out, but also there are so many teams that are tough to figure out and don't get as much out of what they have as the Guardians do annually. So it's kind of hard to write them off. But yeah, it's a group that doesn't seem to be, yeah, attention, excitement, mania are not words that I think will be relevant to them this year.
You take those out of the thesaurus, that's, right?
Yes,
good.
That's about how we feel as well when it's come to it. We kind of looked at this entire offseason and been like, well, this is a real shoulder shrug, ho-hum type of offseason. The only thing that's interesting that they haven't done, and you're starting to see it, You know, the Rockies just made a move. You saw it with Jackson Chirinos with the Brewers. It is getting these younger guys under a long-term contract extension, kind of the Alex Anthopoulos, you know, idea of like, okay, let's get these guys, let's buy out their arb years, let's do this. Is this a movement that's taking place in baseball? And is it something that you think a team like the Guardians should possibly look into, is making these investments into these kids who are 20, 21, and saying, we're going to buy your arb years out?
It makes so much sense for them. And you know that they're sort of a smart organization, seemingly. It's funny. I think I asked Chris Antonetti a few years ago, you know, what he thinks of these like early extensions or even sort of later extensions, like what the Braves have been doing, just in terms of their value to teams in markets that aren't going to be able to pay Boris clients and free agency and stuff like that. And he said, you know, you have to evaluate what you know of the players versus what you're willing to kind of risk on them. And, you know, I think that's probably how you have to evaluate these guys. Like, they are the kind of team that has to find some kind of cost certainty to function. You have to get something out of young players. You have to get something out of pre-arb guys and arb guys, and you're not going to be able to bring back everyone in free agency. And so those are exactly the kind of teams that benefit most, I think, from these early extensions and can build around them. So, you know, it makes a lot of sense. I don't know if they need to wait a year to make sure they've totally got a handle on what will be coming in from cable revenue. I know a lot of that is set for this year, but not beyond. So I don't know, but it certainly makes a ton of sense. And when I asked him about that, it was something that Antonetti had thought about. You could tell there was a cost evaluation that he had kind of thought through and a process for when those make sense.
Chelsea Janes joining us from the Washington Post, covers Major League Baseball for the Post. In talking about some of the young guys, Kyle Manzardo is kind of the poster child here for why isn't this guy here right now? And with everything with service time that baseball has done to make it maybe more advantageous for the players to come up, Chelsea, and for teams not to get penalized as much, I wonder, it makes me think the only reason that he's not here right now is because they think he's not quite ready, needs to be finished off a little bit. You tell me. I would think you would bring the guy up, especially with what's been put in place by baseball, to kind of balance that service time issue a little bit.
Totally. I think there's more incentive than ever, obviously, but for some reason, you know, we saw it with the Orioles and Jackson Holliday, and you know, I spent a lot of time around the Nationals, and they've got a kid, James Wood, who's ready, who's not going to be on the opening day roster. Something is holding people back right now, and you don't want it to be service time. That's kind of uncomfortable. You want everyone to be operating in good faith, and you know, but it seems like, you know, Manzardo too, like, the numbers are there. He's 23. It's not that young, right? Like
a lot of Triple A at bats.
Yeah, you would think that this is the time. So maybe it's that simple. Someone brought this up to me, and I have no understanding of whether this is actually how anyone thinks. But when you know, in order to get the draft pick compensation from bringing up a guy onto your opening day roster, if you know, if he ends up winning a Rookie of the Year award or finishing in the top three, you get credit for that. There's a lot of competition for that this year. You know, do you think that Manzardo is going to beat out Jackson Holliday for the Rookie of the Year award? Do you think, you know, there's a million Orioles prospects that feel like they're on their way? You know, are people thinking of it like this, we're not going to get enough out of him to get the pick back? I don't know, but it's a little puzzling, and it seems like it's happening, you know, multiple places right now, and I'm not quite sure why.
Great to have you with us, Chelsea. Thank you very much. Season already underway. Really gets going on Thursday, and we hope to have you back to talk about a Guardians team that is stunning all of us.
yes, mania, for sure.
Yes,
mania,
and
we'll be back.
You'll be the first phone call when we hit mania.
We become manic, you're on. Chelsea, thank you. Chelsea Janes joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. She writes for the Washington Post. You can follow her on Twitter at her name, Chelsea. _ Janes, Janes. Are you enthused about the start of the Guardian season, or is it just kind of one of those, okay, well, they start on Thursday? I'd love your thoughts on this, folks. 216-474-0092. I'm pumped, but I'm not quite sure why. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Andy's out today. Dan Menigan in for Andy. I'm Jeff Phelps. Chelsea Janes, and it's J-A-N-E-S. Chelsea covers Major League Baseball for the Washington Post, and she's all over it. And great to have her with us just a few moments ago. We talked about the Guardians, and they start the season on Thursday in Oakland against the Athletics. I love baseball, and I get excited at the beginning of every season for Major League Baseball. Mainly, I get excited for our team. It's my team, and I'm excited about the Guardians. And I'm the guy, Dan, who always talks about the process, and I love the development of the young guys, and I want to see who steps up, and I want to see who does this, and I want to see who does that, and everything else. And I think that's why part of me is doubting my enthusiasm for this season. And the main reason I say that, which guys on this team fit what I love about the process and building? And I look around the team, I look around the
Jose
lineup.
Jose Ramirez.
Nope, he's already established. That's already there.
Jose Ramirez.
Okay. I'll give you a couple. You ready?
I can give you a couple that excite.
I want to see if Bo Naylor can become Josh Naylor.
So that's the one that has stood out to me. I want to see Bo Naylor in a position like he's going to be this year where he's going to catch 130 games. And I want to see what this looks like. I want to see what he is able to accomplish as he catches 120 to 130 games, and if the stick can come around, because there are a lot of people making a lot of exciting statements involving Bo Naylor, including when JP and I on your show had John Morosi on going, I don't think it's out of the question for Bo Naylor to end the season as one of the 10 best catchers in baseball and one of the 10 best hitting catchers in baseball.
It could be. That's a possibility, so uh-huh. I'm paying attention to him. Pooba just walked in, showed me something on his phone that was up there on the Twitter.
Is it food based?
NFL planning 2 games on Christmas Day. We'll get into this in a little bit.
Player safety continuing to be the priority of the NFL.
And by the way, let's take the holiest day of the Christian religion and play football on it.
Hey, it's okay. We'll have them play on Saturday, so then that way they've got Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to recover. Yeah. And then they'll be able to play a football game again. That's going to be
all
watchable.
Right, we'll get into that. Other guys that I have an interest in, and there aren't very many of them, I do have an interest in Matt and Mentor. So rather than have Matt hold on, I'll get him in now. Hi, Matt.
How are you, Matt?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing well.
We're trying to figure out our enthusiasm for the Guardians. I have it, Matt, and I'm not really sure why.
Is there such thing as like less than zero enthusiasm? Because I feel like that should be the I get that you guys are like, you know, there to pump me up and like, you know, be kind of like, you know, the advocates of the team. But it's like, as a fan, like, where's my motivation? Our owner seems to care more about the Senate than than actually investing money in the team. You have all this, you have all this news today with, you know, Haslam, you know, trying to invest, you know, like all this stuff in like the new stadium. You have him, you know, bending over backwards, trying to spend money on the team to win. You have Gilbert, who dipped so far in the luxury tax to win. And yet, oh, guys, it's the small market guardians. Guys, you have to understand the market restrictions. You have to understand, you know, like everyone has a cell phone. Everyone has technology. Everyone has streaming. Create your own app. There's your TV revenue. Stream the games on there. Like if you're so poor, sell more of the teams sell more shares of the team. You can't scream and say you're helping contribute to a Senate campaign, and then in the same sentence say, oh, guys, it's like being in a hostage negotiation. Oh, we'll give you Jose Ramirez. He's a guardian for life. We're not going to put anyone else around him. But, hey, look how good we are. We finally got one person that stayed. He took way less than they should have, and in my opinion, should have left because they gave him such a lowball offer. But the fact is no one in this city gives the Dolans any heat. The Haslams get blasted. The Gilberts get blasted. But the poor Dolans. Guys, the poor Dolans. Come on. Like I'm just waiting for another, you know, Hoynes or WKYC puff piece where, we really tried hard this offseason, guys.
Thank you very much. You've done nothing to enhance my enthusiasm.
All right. So here's what I'll say in response to that, Matt. I personally have held the Dolans accountable and will try to continue to the best possible way that I can. Like,
let me cut you off and just say one thing. I know everybody wants to hold the Dolans accountable. Hold the Dolans accountable. Hold them accountable for what? Winning baseball games?
I think
their ownership has been actually pretty good. I know you don't like the way they go about it oftentimes, folks. It's been pretty good.
Chelsea James put it really well.
I love their organization.
Chelsea James put it really well when it came to the Dolans. I don't understand for the life of me why you can't throw out $3.5 million to get Adam Duvall in here.
Well,
I can't understand.
Can I go behind the scenes? Menegan, for about 2 months, has been screaming the name Adam Duvall at me. He's still out there. Why wouldn't you go get him?
Tommy Pham's still out
there. Then he signed, and you were like, why didn't you go get him? And when Chelsea said that, Dan threw his hands in the air and did a victory lap.
I mean, like, that's right off the rip. Yeah. Tommy Pham was another one. I've screamed forever that there are guys who are out there because even if you bring in something smaller, you're going to gather excitement because it's new. It's new. It's shiny. It's different. It's variance, if you want to use the big boy word. Like, it's at least something we can look at, and we don't know what it's going to be.
Okay.
This team this season, as we look at it, is we kind of know what it's going to be, what's hammering at home.
Yeah, you might be right. That in mind, that's why I was so giddy about Oscar Gonzalez when he came up and did a – well, I'm serious. When Oscar came up and did a nice job, I couldn't wait to see what he did the next year. And what'd they do? They put him on the bench. They sent him to AAA.
Has he sent you a letter lately to
check
in?
No, I know, and the room is still waiting for him. And
I'm pulling for him.
So, Bo Naylor, I want to go see what Bo can do.
I want to see that. Yeah, there's hope there.
I want to see Brian Rocchio at shortstop.
Yes.
I think they made the right call there. And so I'm really intrigued about Brian Rocchio. I want to see what he can do. I don't really want to see what Gabe Arias can do. And if he surprises all of us, all the better. That would be terrific. I know what Kwan can do. There's nothing there. And Tyler Freeman doesn't intrigue me a whole lot, and I think he's a really interesting young player. The idea of putting him in center field doesn't intrigue me much. We'll see. And in right field, Will Brennan. Esteban Florial I find somewhat intriguing because he hit the bejeebers out of the ball in the minor leagues for the Yankees. Didn't really stick with them, obviously. Can he be anything? So they're like three guys, Dan, and that's it.
Yeah.
That I find intriguing. Naylor, Bo, Rocchio, and Florial.
I understand the apathy that we heard. I really have. I will say this. I'm a baseball junkie, and it's not just
you're a baseball freak.
It's not just when it comes to the Guardians. I am the weirdo who will go, oh, it's 1 o'clock on a Friday. The Cubs are playing the Pirates. Okay, I'm in. Like, I have a problem, and I will be the first to openly admit that. Especially
you
when
might
it comes
be the
to
biggest
baseball.
Baseball fan I know.
I love it. It makes me happy, and so I'm excited for baseball because it's baseball. But I get the apathy that a lot of people have. I really do, and I get the fact that the team has not exactly done a boatload to give you anything but apathy. Besides going, look, we're renovating the ballpark. Come on down, see the ballpark. We're selling more $10 tickets so that everybody can stand around, have a couple beers, and enjoy the sun. Like, I get that that's probably the most exciting thing that this team did. And the idea of trading Angel De Los Santos for another reliever in Scott Barlow doesn't exactly get everybody excited. And your big free agent signing is bringing back a man who is most known for his inability to hit, his great framing, and his lack of a shirt when winning takes place. Like, that's the Austin Hedges experience. And it's tremendous, and everybody loves Austin.
There were not off-season additions that got you fired up. And, again, I think there are, like, three guys that are, I think, and that's nothing against Jose. I know what to expect, and he's going to be really good. He always is. But if you're not going to be a team that you think is going to go win 100 games, be intriguing. And I don't think right now there's a lot of intrigue.
Rocchio intrigues me, man.
Without question. But I had three guys.
Oh, yeah, man.
There are 26 guys on the roster. I had three.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hope the rotation does fine. And I think it could do really well. And it could go south in a hurry. But I kind of know what I'm going to get there. Nobody in the bullpen, I find an intriguing storyline. That doesn't mean they're not good. It doesn't mean they can't play well. There just aren't storylines with this team right now, and that I think that's a problem. Tom is in Mentor. Tom.
All right, Tom.
Tom, you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that. I'm always upbeat about the new season, regardless of the fact that they didn't really do anything this year to get new talent. And I kind of figured out they got a new manager. They're probably going to see what he can do with young guys and making sure that he is the right pick before they go out spending a ton of money. However, I will say this, that I've been an Indians/Guardians fan for well over 50 years. I've seen them in the 70s and 80s, and I can tell you, going into the season, they had a 0% chance of winning the division. 0%. And I will say, at least with the Guardians, I mean, they keep you guessing, and they put it out there, but with three divisions, a slew of wild cards now in baseball, you don't really have to extend yourself too much to possibly make the playoffs. You just have to have a couple really good starting pitching and one or two good bats in the lineup, and you have a chance.
Tom, you're right about that.
Hmm?
Do you agree with Tom, folks? Again, I find three intriguing storylines here. That's all I find right now. It doesn't mean there aren't going to be others to present themselves. I know there are some coming down the road. Manzardo, intriguing. Chase DeLauder, at some point, intriguing. I'm still optimistic about the start of the season. I can't wait to see what happens.
Can I toss you a fourth?
Go ahead.
You buying Tanner Bibee, Cy Young stock?
No.
I think it's on the table.
All right. Well, I think that's interesting.
I think it might be on the table.
I think that's interesting. Okay. Go with that. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to
other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
.92.3 The Fan, folks, looking for a winner. Enter the word. Let's see. Today's Tuesday. Shop. Enter the word shop. S-H-O-P. At 92.3thefan.com. Do that by 2 o'clock, 1:59 to be precise, for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Fan Expo Cleveland, April 12th through the 14th at the Huntington Convention Center. Meet stars from franchises like Star Wars and Lord of the Rings and a whole lot more. Tickets available at fanexpocleveland.com. Fanexpocleveland.com. Again, shop, S-H-O-P, at 92.3thefan.com by 1:59 for your chance to win a pair of tickets. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner over there is Dan Menigan. Coming up at 1 o'clock, former Cavalier, former NBA champion Danny Green, now our Odyssey Sports basketball insider. And Danny, last time he was with us last week, said, if I'm not playing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask Danny about that. Danny's trying to stay in shape, and he wants another chance at a ring. Can't blame him.
He's also got an eye on all the college football, or the college basketball stuff, too. So maybe have to sneak a couple college questions in with the NCAA tournament coming up.
That's coming up with Danny Green at 1 o'clock. We're going to talk about the Christmas Day NFL stuff in a second here. You said Tanner Bibee, Cy Young.
Yes.
Show your work.
Okay. So, of course, high in the AL rookie of the year. Pitched really well last year in about half the season. They brought him up a little bit later on. He was able to get guys out. Another year now preparing for the major leagues. On top of that, plus, we know how pitching goes. We know how these guys get hurt all the time. Again, just something fun. Do with life as you see fit.
Okay.
FanDuel's got him going 40-1 to win this high.
Who does?
FanDuel.
Our buddies at FanDuel?
Your friends at FanDuel.
40-1.
40-1.
All right. That's 40-1. How many people have better odds? Any idea, roughly?
14. 14 okay. People have better odds, including Shane Bieber.
Okay. See, the thing about it with me on this, and when it comes to the rotation, it's just simply this. Can Shane Bieber stay healthy so that you can trade him? Well, that sounds like a silly thing, doesn't it? You want him to be really good so you can get rid of him. Okay. Well, why is he here then? Is that fair? Why is he here? Because are you running a risk? Could you not get anything for him right now? There's no market for him? Do you think you're going to compete with him? And if so, are you going to let him walk away at the end of the year? I love Shane Bieber. I'd love to see him sign him for another 3 or 4 years. I think he's a more than competent major league starter. In fact, I think he's good. Well, why is he here at this point? You tell me that. Tristan McKenzie, 4 games last year. I think it was 16 innings. Can he stay healthy? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Gavin Williams isn't starting the year healthy. Logan Allen, can he build on what he did as a rookie? Can Tanner Bibee follow up what he did as a rookie? That's 5 guys in the rotation. Those are 5 question marks.
Yeah, so 25.
That's scary.
Yeah, 25 games started for Bibee last year, 142 innings. So if he stays healthy throughout the entire year, that innings number will go up, which will, of course, help when it comes to looking at postseason awards and all
like
that kind of stuff. Yeah, the strikeouts are there. He doesn't walk a whole lot of guys. He doesn't give up many bombs. Tanner Bibee excites me. I think Gavin, he's
really a good young pitcher. But again, it's that question, Dan. It's like there's no track record. There's 1 year of a track record, and right. To me, that's not a track record. And that's why I say there's a little bit of a question there.
Exactly.
Though the fact that I think he's very good.
But it's one of those, at least, it's one of those things, like if you can throw and you can get guys out,
yeah.
As long as you remain healthy, you should be able to do that. We have more than half a season of a track record that says Tanner Bibee is good. About three quarters of a season.
It's not the good part, it's the healthy part.
Right.
And often,
we know how pitchers
I shouldn't
go.
Say oftentimes, second go round after your first extended trip to the majors and 142 innings, and now you're going to try and get him up to, what, 180? Maybe two? Which, by the way, in the old days wasn't much of anything because guys are throwing 250 plus. Now it's a big deal if you throw 200 innings.
Isn't it funny?
I just wonder.
It's funny.
And the weirdest part of it to me? All the training and everything else that you have now, and guys can't throw as many innings?
The wording that I've always been told when it comes to that is it's that more maximum effort thing, that now every single pitch is max effort, where before guys were pacing themselves a little bit better. I know. Tell that to Nolan Ryan.
I was going to say.
He'll pick up the pitching rubber and slap you across the face with it.
What would Steve Carlton say about that?
Randy Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Tell that to 6'10 Randy Johnson. Good luck. But, and not to mention the whole third time through the order, which I think at some points gets blown completely out of proportion.
Yeah. I'm sorry. If I couldn't hit you the first two, I'm not sure why I'm going to now.
Yeah. There are some of the advancements that have been made in baseball that make total sense, and other advancements you're just like, why? We're overthinking this, aren't we?
Sometimes gives you that feel, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there's your Tanner Bibee Cy Young Award thought. Let's add him to the list of intrigue, Dan.
As I will always say when it comes to analytics, just because your accountant understands the tax code doesn't mean he agrees with it. Just because you understand analytics doesn't mean you have to agree with him.
Yeah, it's probably true, isn't it?
So, yeah.
Probably true. We're going to turn the page here. Danny Green coming up at 1 o'clock. Now it appears two games for the NFL on Christmas Day. And it's not like Christmas Day now is on a, on a Saturday or a Sunday, mm-hmm. or even a Monday. It's midweek now.
It is a Wednesday.
It's not even on Thursday, where they would play a game normally. It's on a Wednesday. Let's check the whole religious aspect of this at the door, okay?
Right.
Which I think, come on, man. The NBA goes nuts on Christmas. Isn't that enough? But no, the NFL, it worked last year, so they want in on it. Okay, fine. I leave it alone. That's my thought. But as you said, player safety here. Is there a worse day to play a game than on a Wednesday?
This is the part of this that drives me up the wall most when it comes to the NFL. If we truly are going to make these advancements when it comes to player safety, playing a game on a Wednesday is ridiculous. Because even if you plan this to where they will play on Saturday, the earliest non-Thursday game we could have going, you play this on a Saturday, and you're going to put two of these games on. So you can't even do the whole thing of like, well, we'll have them play the Thursday, and then we'll have them come back and play Wednesday. No, you can't even do that. If you have them play on a Saturday, you are giving these people 3 days to recover.
Somebody's in a pickle here.
3 days to recover.
And when does it come, Dan?
At the end of the year.
There it is.
When you've already had...
When guys are already beat up.
Gosh, 14 weeks, 15 weeks?
Yeah.
Of football taking place? You want to come to me and tell me that player safety is a priority, and then you pull crap like this.
It doesn't make much sense, does it?
No. It's ridiculous. What you and I know you're going to have, and somebody's going to call, and somebody's going to tweet and do all that stuff, go, well, we're paying them millions of dollars. I get that. It's just that whole thing of on top of it, if you're going to tell me that player safety is the utmost priority, and we are doing everything we can to keep players safe, except for when we know that something is bad, and we're doing it anyway in the quest for more money. That's the part of it that I look at, and I'm like, okay, stop. Just stop saying it's player safety. Just say you're on a quest for more money. Don't say the quiet part loud, because you're already showing your actions. Like, your actions are proving to all of us that this is what it is about. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I know that there are a chunk of people who are like, great, football, Christmas Day, perfect. I can see my family early, and I can go home and I can watch
football. Yeah, and I understand that. And Dan, complete disclosure, I'll watch. I will. I won't sit there all day necessarily glued to the television because it's Christmas Day and it's time with your family, but I'll watch. It'll be on in the Phelps household. But I also think you're going to make all of these folks, you know, and part of it, you know, we know because we work with the Browns Radio Network. If it's game day, you show up. That's just the way it is.
Yep.
All the people at the stadium, all of the ushers, everybody involved in the team, and then fans going to the game. I don't know. I add that on top of the player safety issue, and I just think it's a bad idea. And I find it disappointing with the NFL that they do that.
I do too. It's ridiculous. I think it is absolutely ridiculous, and it will be a ratings bonanza. And it will. And all 30 of them will jump into the Scrooge McDuck pool and swim around in their money. And congratulations to them.
You come up with these little references.
That's all I can think of is, okay, here's 32 people who are all just going to walk up and go, wee, right into the DuckTales Scrooge McDuck pile of money and swim around in it while everybody else is looking around going, great. And people are sitting in the hospital because they haven't had enough time to recover and they're not getting surgery.
Danny Green, former member of the Cleveland Cavaliers, at the beginning and the end of his NBA career, in between, won 3 NBA championships. Well, he's now with us. He's an Odyssey Sports NBA insider, and he's next on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.